Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. This was to be done on Friday, but it's done on tonight. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another day. We thank you for the wake up. We thank you for being with us. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for strength that you have given to us. We ask you, Jesus Christ, that you forgive us of our sins. Father, touch those that don't know you and bring them into the fold, because time is short. We know, Jesus, that you love us, and you willed that no man should perish, but that all should come unto the saving knowledge of your truth. And we thank you. So we just thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do. And we say thank you again. Touch those that are in hospitals, nursing homes, Jesus. We ask that you heal. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, hopefully everybody's having a great evening on today. And on this evening, the message that's going to be entitled is Grief and Setbacks. And just to say a little bit about it, let me just say a little bit about setbacks, that we have them, that setbacks occur in our lives at times when, of course, we don't expect it. Setbacks can take one's mind off of a focus, because setbacks affect us in ways that we do not understand. So, as I always say when I'm doing these messages in reference to anything in reference to grief, is that we know that the death part, we know it's inevitable. We know that's going to happen. But let's face it, everyone grieves something. And people grieve things in life. And setbacks can bring grief. It can. Setbacks can bring grief in our lives. As I always say too, let's face it, everyone grieves something. And when everyone grieves something, depending on how you handle it. Because setbacks, they can be handled, but if they're not handled in a specific way, and if they're not handled in the right way, then it could get even worse. And being that I'm faith-based and talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and what I do, when we see setbacks, setbacks can be a persecution. The setback can be a job. A setback can be basically things that happen in our lives that can be setbacks. So I want to talk a little bit about setbacks, because we as believers, there's things that we should do in reference to setbacks. So while looking at setbacks, I looked at some of the words of setback. I saw words like problem, issues, differences. And there was even this word that was called hitch. You don't hear this often, but the word called hitch. And hitch is temporary. And all of these words can have a type of a setback. So let's talk. I looked at one scripture, and it's a scripture of encouragement for us when we are looking at setbacks. Proverbs 19:23 as reads, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil." Now, when we talking about fear, so to speak, if there's somebody that we should fear, to fear the Lord, he's really the one to fear. Because what a human can do with 2 feet, God can do with a stare. God can do with a touch of the finger, with the flick of his eye. He can do it a different way. So there's nothing that somebody can do and try to trump God. Doesn't happen. Don't work, won't work. So the fear of the Lord tendeth to life. Everything is in him. And he that hath it, you have the life and you have it in him, you shall be satisfied. And that goes into having a relationship with him. And having that relationship with him, he shall not be visited with evil. That, you know, that evil, we things happen. Setbacks happen. But, you know, to say it's going to take you out, well, it's not, nothing's going to happen until the Lord say so. So, it could come any way that it comes, but it's not going to do anything until the Lord allows it. So we need to know that. And knowing that setbacks do happen, but when you have a relationship with the Lord, there is a difference. Now, in looking at setbacks and some of those words that I was talking about, that looking at a setback in a sense of the problems and the issues. Well, now, the problems and the issues pretty much are the same thing. Problems do happen. And issues do happen. And the question comes to be, what are you going to do with it when it happens, when you have these setbacks that happen? Ephesians 6:14. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." Well, definitely. You're standing on that you know that God is with you in your setbacks. And your setbacks, it could be somebody bothering you. You know, somebody said something about you and it costed you, so to speak. But you know what? You're girded about with the truth, that you know what is truth, and you turning it over to the Lord and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And in these areas, you're giving it over to the Lord because you have a relationship with him. You trust him. So these issues and problems, what you're doing is you're standing there for. You're not moving, you're standing, you're ready, and you're ready to hold up for righteousness' sake. Now there are differences when we're talking about setbacks, because in setbacks, well, guess what? Setbacks can be beneficial. Yep, setbacks can be beneficial. Setbacks can be to move you along. Setbacks can happen to get you to really think. Setbacks can happen to enhance your progress. So therefore, that says that setbacks are not bad as we think that they are. Philippians 1 and 12. But I would ye should understand. And do we? Do we understand? But you're being asked to understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. So we're seeing here that when we were looking, that there was a message being given here. And that message was for the furtherance of the gospel. And that furtherance of the gospel, this is where Paul and Timotheus and they were giving a message here. And in all, you saw that word happen unto me having a fallout. Well, a fallout could be the setback. But rather unto the furtherance. But even in that setback, it could still be for the furtherance of the gospel. It's the difference there, that it could be for the furtherance of the gospel, which is good, which is beneficial. So therefore, with setbacks that you may have, they're beneficial because they're for the furtherance of the kingdom. And that's why I say often that we need to testify. And we need to testify even when we have setbacks, because they don't always last. I'll get to that. But they don't last. And we need to give him praise, glory, and honor. So a fallout, that fallout, you might feel like it stopped you and it's not going anywhere. It's ending. It's over. That's it. Well, guess what? No, it ain't. It's not until the Lord say so. But with it, then you have a testimony for it. You're walking by faith. And even in your setbacks, you're not giving up. So with that, it's to go forward. It's to go toward your destiny in the gospel and being a witness for Jesus Christ. I'll be back in a few minutes. Talking about the anchor. An anchor is a creator. I was talking about anchor this morning and how much they're good and how efficient they are. You can find the listening pleasure on the Anchor app. Don't let me have to tell you. The Anchor app is ready for you. The Anchor app will monetize too. The Anchor app has a Facebook group, which is good, and they answer questions. The Anchor app. Great app to have. Give them a try. The Anchor app. Anchor. Where you find a beautiful purple, squiggly line. That's the Anchor. Turn it over. That's the Anchor app. Get on Anchor today. Hey, I'm back. Ready to finish up talking about grief and setbacks. Now, like I said, the grief part of it all is when you don't do what you're instructed to do. And the problem that will become. That's the grief part of things. But in setbacks also, you know, I noticed that word hitch. And I said that word before, hitch. It's a temporary setback. And temporary setbacks, we get them. But what we should not do when we have a temporary setback is jump ahead. And we tend to do that. Don't do it. Don't jump ahead. Be encouraged with this. Psalms 25 and 17. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Sure, the troubles of your heart are bigger and bigger when things happen. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses. Sure, we want out. Of course we want out. But guess what? God knows the timing. He knows the timing of us and setbacks. So let us take a different look at setbacks. And let us be encouraged when they come, because know that they're not going to last. And know that God is with you and strengthening you for the task. Yeah. So with setbacks can be beneficial. And with setbacks, they move you forward. Setbacks. They can be to your glory when you don't turn them away. So we need to pay attention to the setback. Remember, problems and issues are the same, and how we deal with them is the factor. So, on tonight with grief and setbacks, don't let your setbacks stop you. Follow the leading of the Lord. When you have setbacks, be blessed. You have a peaceful, you have a safe remaining of the evening, of the day, of the week. And know that if you don't handle your setbacks, the grief of it will handle you. Blessings to you all.